February 25th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, regard the war that has broken out in the Ukraine as the victory of sin in hearts. If truth, which is the enemy of sin, had convicted the hearts of the oppressors, this aggression never would have taken place. For in holy love, the truth of your salvation, who has the right to transgress the rights of another? All the suffering that this action has rained upon others will weigh heavily upon souls at the time of their judgment. The ones giving orders are the ones guilty of sin. There is no room for change or conversion of hearts if truth is not honored. Greed and love of aggression has been victorious in Russia and has transformed that nation into an enemy of freedom. Such inspirations are not from me, but from Satan himself. So today, I urge prayers for both the oppressors and the oppressed. Pray for the truth of holy love to once again be victorious in all hearts. Only then can sympathetic love lift up the lowly and convict the oppressor." A note is given to read Psalm 2:10 through 12. "Now therefore, O kings, be wise, be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, with trembling, rejoice, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him." Another note is given to read Wisdom chapter 6, 1 through 11. "Listen therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes and boast of many nations. For your dominion was given you from the Lord, and your sovereignty from the Most High, who will search out your works and inquire into your plans. Because as servants of his kingdom you did not rule rightly, nor keep the law, nor walk according to the purpose of God, he will come upon you terribly and swiftly, because severe judgment falls on those in high places. For the lowliest man may be pardoned in mercy, but mighty men will be mightily tested. For the Lord of all will not stand in awe of anyone, nor show deference to greatness. Because he himself made both small and great, and he takes thought for all alike. But a strict inquiry is in store for the mighty. To you then, O monarchs, my words are directed, that you may learn wisdom and not transgress. For they will be made holy who observe holy things in holiness, and those who have been taught them will find a defense. Therefore set your desire on my words, long for them, and you will be instructed." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.